It is time for the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with hope and vision. We say good morning to Shan Sheridan. Hey, Shan.
Hey, good morning, Kevin. How are you this morning?
Doing well.
Good, good.
On a gloomy Monday morning.
Yeah, it's a little wet Monday. It's like the carpenters, you know, rainy days and Mondays.
Yeah, right. We won't let it get us down, though.
Yeah, don't play that too much today. But
okay.
I love that song, though.
I do, too.
Karen Carpenter was one of my favorites of all time.
Mm-hmm. Mine too.
That voice.
Mine too.
I was listening to you and Russ. We had our own church services yesterday, and I was going to try to make we were having technology issues to try to call St. Luke at 11 o'clock yesterday. But congratulations to St. Luke, 150 years.
That's awesome.
I talked to Leroy last week. I know he was planning on being there, and it was great to hear that he made it there yesterday. And just a fantastic, great opportunity to celebrate, you know, being in ministry for that long in our community. And Russ is correct. I know for sure that was the first automobile fatality in the state. Kind of maybe more of a dubious type of designation, but it is. I'm not too sure about the nation, but I know it was the first one in the state of Indiana. According to transportation records, but Leroy shared that with us several years ago. It was pretty amazing. Of course, he's a walking encyclopedia, especially in Clinton County, and just a great person. And of course, I was pastor at St. Luke for about 4 years back in the day, and a great little congregation there, wonderful people, and very thankful. And in fact, Mr. Casper and his wife Lillian are buried there at the cemetery. Miss Lillian was a member of St. Luke, so a lot of connections there with St. Luke Church.
So, what's going on around here, Shan? Here in the county, or in the city?
Well, there's a lot. There's a lot of rain right now, a lot of water.
Yeah.
But, and you know, drainage is always an issue, especially when you're doing construction. I guess the good news in all of this is that while you're doing construction and you can see where the water's going, that does help, because you can hopefully, you know, there's ways that you can engineer it and fix it and, you know, repair it now or take care of it now. Speaking of road construction, I do want to give a heads up. On November 7th, Jason Forsythe shared with me this weekend that Sunday, November 7th, and they'll be getting a press release out, but to give everybody a heads up, November 7th, the State Road 28 will be closed from Prairie Avenue to 200 West, so that whole stretch will be closed for the entire day. So that'll be Sunday, November 7th, from about 5 a.m. to about 5 a.m. the next morning. So kind of avoid that if all possible. But just letting everybody know that that will be something as they're working. They've got to get a pretty significant line across that road, and it's just going to be much better to get it closed for the safety of the workers and the convenience of people. So just reroute yourself on that day to Sunday, so hopefully not too much traffic, but November 7th. Other than that, road construction continues. Even though we're behind on the State Road 28 project, we're seeing progress, and it's a slow go, but hopefully by next year we will be in a much better situation. Certainly by this time next year we'll be in a much better situation. So I know that seems a long way off, but when you think about it, just a few months ago we were talking about a pandemic and we were sitting in the middle of it last year. So, you know, time goes by quickly.
So What about the tech center? Is that's kind of sitting there and
So everything, all the due diligence stuff is going on right now. I mean, anytime you're using the public funds, there's a due diligence process, appraisals, and all of the school boards have to make their resolutions. When the county and city get involved, they will have resolutions. So it is slow go. This is the time, this fourth quarter, trying to get all of the legality stuff together. Of course, we also are in wait mode because, you know, a good chunk of the money that we're relying on is going to be from a grant that we have applied for through the state, which is a regional grant, the READY grant. We believe that, you know, we're one of 17 regions that have applied, that 10 regions will be accepted. So we believe we got a good shot for the dollars, and but everything kind of rides on that. That's half the project, or maybe even a little more than half of the project. So we're, you know, that's where we are, and we won't find out anything about that until the end of the year. So we make our presentations to the state beginning first week of November. So next week we'll be making presentations to the state, and then I think we have one more presentation in the mid of November, and then we'll find out where we stand.
Well, at least that sounds promising. You're going to get an answer fairly quick once you put it out there for them.
Right. The answer, the state will be making the decision on the regions fairly quickly. After all of the presentations are in, which we're hearing, I think, the week of Thanksgiving or the first week of December, maybe. That's what I know. I know it did get changed a little bit. But we should have an answer certly by the end of the year.
Well, let's hope that's what you get. You get a positive response to that.
Yes, absolutely.
So, anything else going on of note we need to talk about?
Well, everybody keep their head up. It's going to be, challenging times. I mean, inflation is up. I went to buy the donuts for the church yesterday. They were $4 more than what they normally are. I asked what the reason. They said it's called inflation, 22% more for the ingredients. So, you know, you know, people, I know that can worry people, but at the same time, you got to stay diligent, stay focused. Don't allow yourself to get caught up in the rainy days and Mondays. You know, you've got to be able to look beyond that. And so I listened to a great message this morning from a guy by the name of Nick Vujicic, which is a man that was born with no arms, no legs. Incredible testimony. Certainly would recommend anyone to check out lifewithoutlimbs.org, Life Without Limbs. What a tremendous ministry he's had. We've known this gentleman for quite a long time over the years in Youth for Christ, but boy, he had a great message this morning. Keep your chin up, move forward, and regardless of the challenge that you have, you know, you've got to overcome it, and whether you're a Christian or not, you've got to focus on overcoming it. So that's what we want to do this Monday, October, whatever it is, October 25th, isn't it? So,
yeah, it is.
Yep.
So.
It's hard to believe. October 25th.
I know.
It's amazing.
Crazy.
Yep.
Time flies.
Yep.
Guys, you do a great job. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Shan.
Shan, thank you.
All right. Take care of yourself.
No problem. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Shan Sheridan with the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with Hope and Vision.